The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Allowing the mind to settle into this sustained present moment awareness. And it's appropriate to notice and even appreciate the integrity of non-distraction. It's its own kind of beauty, the non-distractedness of the mind. Grounding, trusting this wisdom of seeing things in and of themselves, the sensations of the body, sounds being heard, the immediacy of the present moment being known. Learning to open up, to trust this world of Dhamma the way it is. The mind not dependent on whatever conceptual meaning that might arise, that the mind might, because of habit, apply to the present moment. But instead learning to sustain this simple, kind presence with the breath, with the body, sounds, the activity of the mind. Just the elements of nature rolling on, arising and passing. Mental phenomena, physical phenomena, rising, passing, being known. Sustained present moment, non-conceptual awareness. And then it naturally dawns on the mind, on the one hand, the safety, the sense of well-being that comes from this simple, sustained, present moment awareness. And also, it dawns in the mind the very real danger of the mind falling into distraction, to worry, planning, the very immediate result of the mind getting tight. This is the realm of investigation, the mind realizing that it matters how the mind is able to sustain present moment awareness, how the mind ends up falling into a reactive state, a controlling state, a distracted state. So with this more acute sense that it matters, this sustaining of this simple and kind present moment awareness, allow this beautiful persistence, this committedness to arise, being wholehearted about sustaining this present moment awareness and learning just the right kind of effort to make, a kind of effort that actually works and supports this beautiful balance. Not giving up. And of course, the real barometer, the real payoff, in a sense, for this beautiful persistence, knowing that it matters how the mind is showing up, what it pays attention to, how it's paying attention. The real barometer is the arising of joy, rapture, sense of inner delight, aliveness, lightness of the heart, as if in a subtle way initially the mind is shiny, bright, sense of flow, sense of movement energetically in the mind and body. These are some of the expressions of rapture or joy that naturally, inevitably arise with this beautiful energy of persistence. Persistence because the mind understands that it matters, how it's showing up, how it's relating, following the thread of the present moment, regardless of the object. The breath, the quality of kindness, the sense of knowing, the sense of awareness. So we're going to continue in silence for a while, but see if you can sense the quality of joy, strengthening, weakening, and see how that's related to the coming together of mindfulness, investigation, and this beautiful energy of persistence or wholeheartedness. Just the right kind of wholeheartedness. So let's continue in silence now. be willing to begin again, which is finding the integrity of present moment awareness and directly sensing the well-being that arises from this present moment awareness, the rightness of it. And with the continuity of awareness, with that stability that comes from the continuity of awareness, recognizing, investigating how it matters, how the mind is paying attention, what it's paying attention to, and basically learning cause and effect, better how to show up, how to sustain, how to stabilize further the quality of awareness, allow for a great and beautiful persistence, a great commitment, devotion to the present moment to arise. And then that results in a joy, a lightness of the heart and mind, a brightness, qualities of joy and rapture. Investigating the and appreciating these qualities, these pleasant qualities of mind, even if they're relatively faint, notice how skillful it is to be able to recognize qualities of joy, how to be intimate with these qualities without trying to control or without getting attached, but just to be intimate, to feel what it feels like. Why not allow the body and mind to be awash in joy, rapture, a lightness, and how it naturally supports a greater, deeper sense of calm, a greater sense of stillness, peace, and equanimity. We'll take the last minute or two to contemplate, to remember that this mind is capable of expressing real beauty, real refinement, real goodness. And notice if some habit energy feels challenged by that notion that this mind, this heart, is capable of expressing, manifesting real beauty, real refinement or purity. Something truly worth appreciating. And then each of us in our own way appreciating this potential right here in the heart, in the mind. In a way, it's a birthright, inherent quality of the heart and mind. In a sense, just waiting to be developed or just waiting for the appropriate supporting causes to allow for its blossoming, its expression. And as a practitioner, to feel inspired and willing to take on the responsibility to allow this beautiful mind, beautiful heart to fully develop and express itself. Not to fall into the habit of always thinking of the mind as some defiled place, some place with a lot of negativity or bad energy or bad habits, trauma. It's not that there isn't a force of habit, but there's also this beautiful potential naturally in the mind.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.